South Dakota's wheat farmers, in collaboration with the entire milling and baking industry, are working to grow domestic use of wheat and wheat foods. Through the Wheat Foods Council, the wheat industry is amplifying its message by partnering with personal trainers and America's chefs. In 2020, the Wheat Foods Council had great plans to educate these influencers with farm tours, seminars, and face-to-face interaction. But COVID closures forced the Wheat Foods Council to go with Plan B. On last week's Dakota Farm Talk, the Wheat Foods Council's successful online video outreach was featured, a tactic garnering nearly 2 million views by the target audience. Today, Wheat Foods Council President Tim O'Connor spotlights online webinars, providing continuing education to athletic trainers across the country.
And our experts are extremely popular. We have some of the best sports nutrition experts available. And when we feature them, they are well known, and the trainers are excited to get the information, and we get really positive reviews.
Athletic trainers provide nutrition advice to millions of consumers each year, and the Wheat Foods Council programming aids in ensuring their information on wheat is accurate. A second target audience for Wheat Foods Council messaging is culinary professionals. Each year, select executive and food service chefs are hosted at an in-depth creative seminar on wheat foods.
We'll have some online programming in partnership with the Culinary Institute coming out in the end of 2020 to replace what we would have done at their Napa Valley complex.
South Dakota's wheat farmers, through their wheat checkoff investment, are strong supporters of the Wheat Foods Council. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.